this Art in the Park project is different than any other public art because it's one unit, one whole. It's tied to the entrances to the building, to the people who use the building, to the fire department, to the police department, to the city council, to the mayor, and all the citizens who are using the facilities. And those, so we've woven those entrances and that building into this earthwork and into this botanical planting plan. It's a woven piece which is all becomes one fabric. Nothing stands alone. I can't go and just put a piece of sculpture down on, on a space and say, oh wow, look. It's a valid thing to do, but not in terms of something that is going to be there forever.
Right. It's all about the context.
All about the context, all about the history, and the spirit of the place.
Right, right.
What's right for it? The spirit of this place was the very fact that the mayor and the city council decided not to allow the police to drive right up to their door and take safes out, and but that there is some walking on everybody's part to have to go through a park space first. And the added feature of the water is very similar to the medieval tradition of and even the Roman tradition of the courtyard and the water before you go into the building. The Arab tradition is the same. And it is, and the monastic tradition was the same. You went into a courtyard, which the baptistry well became a building in many cases. I mean, they took it too far. It's a problem, things can, you know, get out of hand.